Broadcasting from our studios in the UK. Heard around the world.
Automatic musical instruments.
On app, on Alexa speakers, and online. Tuesday Night Live.
With James Dundon.
Well, good evening, one and all. I hope you're fine and well. Wednesday Night Live. We're doing the show tonight, Wednesday the 6th of March, because yesterday, Tuesday the 5th, was St. Piran's Day, Cornwall's National Day, and as a proud Cornishman, I couldn't help myself but go down the local pub and fail miserably at the Cornish pub quiz while having a few pints, so fun was had by all. So we didn't do the live show last night. It's Wednesday Night Live instead for 1 week only. Here we are on the first week of the month with a live show for you. Look, after St. Piran's Day yesterday, we thought we'd treat you to some archive recordings made at Paul Corrin's Magnificent Music Machines, a famous Cornish collection. It was a must-visit attraction in Cornwall for more than 40 years. A fantastic selection of instruments went through the doors at the Corrin families, and we're going to play you a selection of those on the show coming up after 9:30 tonight. Well, in fact, a bit sooner, about 20 past nine, we'll start getting into the Corrin collection, because between now and then, we've got news from a world of mechanical music, we've got Connect Four for you to play along with, and so much more on the live show. Hope you'll be with us until 10 tonight. Starting the show, because it was St. Piran's yesterday, we thought we'd play a tune that you might know or might not. It's a tune, I suppose, of recent origin. It was composed by a local man that was much loved, Harry Glasson. And the words and the sort of a sentimental, wistful feeling of the tune just fills you full of pride and patriotism wherever you were born. It's called Cornwall, My Home, perfect for St. Piran's, and it's played here on the X-Broad. Marenghi, of course, Bernard Broad, travelled this organ across Cornwall for many years. Still in Cornwall today with the Sleeman family. I hope you enjoy it. Gul Piran Lowen, happy St. Piran's Day. Cernobis Vic and Cornwall forever.
Thank you.
happy St. Piran's Day for yesterday. Go Perrin Lowen. And there is the ex-Broad Merengue, Cornwall, my home. Nice way to start the show. And a Cornish collection featured on the show tonight, Magnificent Music Machines, which opened in 1967 by Paul Corrin Sr. And then son Pip took over the museum and it ran until about 2012. Paul still does some bits and pieces, restorations of player pianos and organs. And it's exciting. It was always exciting to go to St. Keane down the windy lanes or by train on the Liscard Loo branch line and call in to Magnificent Music Machines in the organ room. Hear some super instruments. We'll give you a little flavour of some of those coming up, including a track from Mighty Wurlitzer and, of course, one of the super Philips orchestrions, the dance organ, the Fritz Rader, the wonderful Carl Struss street organ. We've got them all featured on the show in the next bit. First, though, we always bring you this on the live show every week. News from a world of mechanical music. The main bit of news this week, the real surprise that we've seen online, is a secret project, a collaboration between two organ firms that's come to fruition and produced a really superb instrument. This is NBC Orgelbau, a Toon Hespin, in partnership with De Cap Rentals, Tony De Cap, who have produced the most incredible, compact, De Cap-sounding organ. Now, this thing is only, 2 metres long by 1.5 metres high. Perfect size for any house, garage, cafe or bar. And if you close your eyes, it sounds like a proper De Cap. Just have a listen to this. Oh, hang on. There it is. Wrong button there. It's absolutely super. It plays 105, 121 style music and also the more sort of modern De Cap style where the thing sings at you. And you can find out more if you look on the Facebook group Club van Dreigelvrienden, the Club of Organ Friends, the Dutch group. Hidde van Os is giving all the details and sharing lots of videos about it. We're doing a special show about these new instruments, speaking to Hiddo and Toon and letting you hear lots of music from it on the next Tuesday Night Live. That's coming up on the 19th of March. Do not miss it. Fascinating. And orders are flying out, apparently. People placing their orders left, right and centre for these new compact-style De Cap instruments. So congratulations to the NBC in the Netherlands. Nick Williams has been in touch to let us know that the Shrewsbury Mechanical Organ Festival is back on the 4th and 5th of May at Quarry Park in Shrewsbury. It's the second event of its kind there at that location. Free entry, all the public can enjoy the instruments from a variety of styles. And if you'd like to exhibit, he'd love to hear from you. Still time to get involved. Have a look. There's a group online, a Facebook event, Shrewsbury Mechanical Organ Festival. That's the 4th and 5th of May. And the final bit of news from the world of mechanical music, the Lekkerkerker is back on an old-fashioned push car again, a wooden-spoked wheel car. A bit of a historical sentiment. The Kunkelsorgel Foundation did the transfer from trailer to wooden car at the weekend. Of course, when it was first restored by Adra Vergeer, it was placed on a cart, but then for practical purposes, because it's so blimmin' big, they put it onto a flatbed trailer. Now back on the wooden cart, it certainly looks the business, and you can see it in that wonderful museum there in Haarlem. It really is lovely. We'll share a picture of it on our Facebook page in just a minute. And let's hear it. We'll play now the Lekkerkerker, Het Dorp. Thank you. Rebecca Kirker back on a wooden barrow cart and looking very fine. You can see a picture of it on our Facebook page. And while you are on Mechanical Music Radio social media, do let us know on the Tuesday Talking Point your Mechanical Music Museum memories. Where did you love to visit and why? We'll read out some of your messages on that very soon. First, though, let's play a game. Get ready to text and email. Here we go.
Four songs. But what's the connection? Mechanical Music Radio's Connect Four.
Yes, and after my plea for Connect Fours, we had a message through from Sasha Cross, who suggested this Connect Four. Now, it's ever so slightly difficult, but if I'd gone with my gut and said to him my first answer, I would have got it right. So just go for it tonight. Give it a guess. It is slightly more cryptic than some of the others we do. And I tell you what, if we haven't had many right answers after song two, I'll give you a clue. All right. Here's the first one, and probably one of the most important ones we'll play. The West Freeze, You Only Live Twice.
Songs. But what's the connection? Mechanical Music Radio's Connect Four.
Thank you. So track two in Connect Four was Can't Take My Eyes Off You. Track one was You Only Live Twice. Any thoughts then? Get them in, mechanicalmusicradio.com, to send us an email. You can also text us 07871 221 511. Text or WhatsApp. I've been thinking about tonight's Connect Four, and I think, because we haven't had any right answers yet, I think I'll just say this. It's film related. Think about a film franchise. That's all I'll say. So track one, You Only Live Twice. Track two, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. Track three, Golden Earrings.
Four songs. But what's the connection? Mechanical Music Radio's Connect Four.
Thank you.
It's a cryptic Connect Four tonight, suggested by Sasha Cross. We've given you a little clue. It's a film franchise. You tell us, what's the group of films we're describing in this? You Only Live Twice, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, Golden Earrings, and Mr. Moon, You've Got a Million Sweethearts. Think about the odd key word that might be in those titles that will bring you to a certain film franchise. When you've worked it out, do get in touch with us. We'd love a text, WhatsApp, or email from you.
Text the studio now. 07871 221 511, or email through our website, mechanicalmusicradio.com.
Rollcutter.com is the place to go for organ plans and parts. Peter and Rosemary Hood are proud to announce that they've purchased the J Omega business from Dr. John Whale. J Omega has become the go-to site for MIDI boards, also known as whale boards, for so many of us in the organ world. In order to keep continuity, they're keeping the J Omega website and extending the sales field to include shipping to the USA and Canada. Visit them at rollcutter.com.
Thank you.
absolutely to die for. I just think that's such a cracking little instrument. 59 keyless Fritz Raeder Fairground organ, I think one of the only ones in the country, from the ex-Corin collection. It's playing there, Moonlight on the Ulster. A fantastic, fantastic piece of music on that instrument. I just think that's a little cracker. Very, very nice. Now with Jack Henley in his private collection. He's got all these classic cars and musical boxes, and the organ is there on the mezzanine floor overlooking the lot. It's a superb instrument. Mechanical Music Radio with James here in the evening, with more from the Corin collection coming up after the answer you've been waiting for. How did you do?
Four songs. But what's the connection? Mechanical Music Radio's Connect Four.
Well done to all who gave tonight's Connect Four a go. Admiral effort. I think the fastest finger first was actually a texter tonight. What have we got here? So we had several texts in. A clear 2 minutes quicker than any email sent. Paul Rogers, you got it. Well done also to Carol and Chris Hall. Hi to Bill Warder. Also, we've got a message here from William. William Raven. Evening to you. Happy birthday for the other day, William. What else we got here coming in? Peter Mackett. Actually, you're second place, Peter. If we look at the timestamps on the emails, well done. Peter Mackett, second. And Guido is third. We've got to say hi to Ian Tepper and Ben Jackson. Also to Josh in Redruth. Bill and Claire in the US have followed us to Wednesdays. Superb. Ashley Liversridge gets it right. So does Catherine in Callington. And also hi to Bill Warder, who, of course, we can never fox. He's always there listening. Also hi to Amanda Liberty as well. So it was James Bond films that we were looking for. I mean, we played You Only Live Twice. That was quite obvious. The rest of them, slightly more cryptic. We played Can't Take My Eyes Off You, a reference to For Your Eyes Only. Golden Earring was the man with the golden gun. And finally, Mr. Moon, You've Got a Million Sweethearts. Moonraker, of course. Famous Bond films, and there's one more little hint in there, which no one got, but we're just taking it a step further. They were all Roger Moore films, believe it or not. Thank you, Sasha, for the suggestion for tonight's Connect Four. And if you've got a suggestion for a future one, do email us on the website, mechanicalmusicradio.com. And if I wanted to make it really easy, I would have just played all the James Bond songs, like this little medley on the Verbeck Centenary organ.
Thank you.
It was a James Bond Connect Four today. Thank you to Sasha for suggesting those. If you've got a Connect Four suggestion, we could get on one week. We'd love to hear from you. You can email me on the website, mechanicalmusicradio.com. So the rest of the show tonight dedicated to Paul Coryn's Magnificent Music Machines, a museum that ran for just over 40 years in deepest, darkest Cornwall, opening in 1967. Some incredible instruments went through the doors, to cap dance organs, orchestrions of every kind. Starting here with a very unusual street organ. It's only 43 key, and it was Carl Struss that built this particular organ. He was a pipe organ builder in the Purlay Works. He was responsible for the rebuild of famous organs like D'Arab and Carillon and many others. He also led the rebuild of a Kunkel's organ in the 50s. But it was this particular organ that he did as a bit of a sideline project. Did you know, before Paul Coryn owned it, it was owned by Jan van Dinteren? I know. See, you just thought he owned German fairground organs. But no, that was originally the instrument that he owned. It's a very cute 43-key Carl Struss organ from the Coryn collection. It's playing here. Ramona, enjoy the music.
Music Radio.
I'm really going to enjoy the rest of his show listening to these instruments. I mean, it is slightly self-indulgent because as a child, I would always visit the museum and really enjoy what I heard. And these tape cassettes, I mean, I bought these, you know, when I was a young boy, and they're magic. They're great recordings. Fantastic. Thank you to John Hulse and Graham Spencer for helping us out with the archive tracks here, digitised for your pleasure from the Ex-Paul Corin collection. We just played the Arburo Cafe organ, now with Johnny Ling at the Grange. Before that, a 43-key street organ built by Carl Struss, which is now with Norman Kendall. A fantastic instrument playing Ramona. So there's the first couple from the Corin collection. We'll get back to the music on those in just a mo.
Fun and Games with James. Tuesday Night Live.
Our Tuesday talking point tonight is sort of linked to our topic of the show, Mechanical Music Museum Memories. We're looking for collections past and present. Ben Jackson says, I've been quite a few different places, the Thursford Museum, Museum Spielklock in Utrecht, Paul Corin's, Keith Harding's and the Scarborough Fair Collection. All very good in their own right. Jan Kees, the writer, says, of course, the Spielklock Museum. He's heavily involved, and Kunkel's, but in England enjoyed seeing Thursford with its fabulous collection, and now of course more and more interesting the Grange Musical Museum with Johnny Ling. It is a great collection. We're so lucky to have that museum and what Johnny's doing there. Ashley Scott's Liversridge says, I remember visiting Paul Corin's Magnificent Music Machines when I was young, enjoyed listening to all the stuff in the museum, including the De Cap track from that. On the way very soon. Thank you, Ashley. Alan Harmon says, Wingham Engineering Sunday recitals with Mortier Organ de Kleisberg. There were different organs too there some years with Forrest Gavioli, as well as Mortier the Trumpeter. George Marsh also attended with one of his street organs. I'm going back to the 60s and 70s, but it was great with Kleisberg playing and sounding as it did then with the swell shutters on. Thank you, Alan. Lovely memories. Keep those coming in on our Facebook page. You can join in with our Tuesday talking point. We are looking for the Mechanical Music Museum collections you love to visit, past and present.
Mechanical Music Radio. Thank you.
The ex-Paul Corryn collection, Magnificent Music Machines, featuring on the show tonight. You just heard a polyphon, and after that, of course, the Decap dance organ, a 72-key instrument. I remember as a kid, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, all the pipework's not laid out in the traditional way, because you know how organ builders always sort of stagger the pipework, the tallest ones in the middle, and then they sort of go down in a triangle shape. Well, this was all chromatically laid out, and I suppose there would have been a curtain over it at some point. You wouldn't have seen the pipework, but in the museum it was there on display and sounding very good. The jazz flutes were an interesting tone, but I think it ended up in Cafe Florida in Antwerp, if I remember rightly. I'm not quite sure where it is now. But that 72-key Decap from the Corryn collection. More instruments from this collection coming up, including tonight's one-second song.
Mechanical Music Radio's one-second song.
We're going to end the show tonight with a track from the Arburo Orchestrion that was in the Corryn collection. It's an 88-keyless Arburo. And it's playing a particular bit of music, and I wonder if you can identify that bit of music from just a one-second clip. Have a listen. Here is tonight's one-second song. Pretty easy, I think. I don't think you'll have any problems with that. You tell me the title of that. You know it, don't you? Do get in touch now. You can send us a WhatsApp or text on 07871 221 511. You can email on the website mechanicalmusicradio.com. What's this? We'll give you the answer at the end of the programme, so get in touch now, text, WhatsApp or email.
Text the studio now, 07871 221 511, or email through our website, mechanicalmusicradio.com.
Looking for roles for your hand-turned organ? Over 2,000 titles available from the French suppliers Cochard & Co. The world-class arrangements of Hido van Os and Tom Meyer are now available for all Raffin scales, with an option to listen to an arrangement before you buy. As well as paper roll, Sebastien Cochard also supply cardboard book music for many scales. Please visit cochardandco.fr, also on Facebook and Instagram.
Thank you.
This is Mechanical Music Radio.
Donkey's Serenade on the Philips Orchestrion from the Paul Coryn collection. Before that, we played the 59 keyless Fritz Rader Fair Organ, one of my favourites, the Selly's Serenade, sounding wonderful. Really hope you've been enjoying the music on this special programme tonight. Of course, it was St Piran's Day yesterday in Cornwall, so we thought we'd do a Cornish-themed programme with a great old Cornish museum that we really miss seeing. Magnificent Music Machines, open for over 40 years, thanks to Paul and son Pip. We really do miss it. There's some lovely pictures of the collection on our Facebook page, so do have a look at Mechanical Music Radio on your social media. Thanks so much to all the people supporting the station, helping us go from strength to strength. Latest people who have given us a little donation for our upcoming sixth birthday are Stephen Katz, who says, love your station, keep up the great work. Also, grateful thanks to Robert Meeks for setting up a regular £3 a month donation. See, that's good. Keep the little dribs and drabs coming in just to help us keep going. That's all we want. Bonnie Armstrong, chucking us a fiver. Thank you so much. Also to Peter L. Ensinger, who says, we listen to Mechanical Music Radio almost every day in the evenings and really do enjoy it. Thank you, Peter. If you'd like to help support us, because, you know, it is difficult. Costs going up for all of us, and we've just had to renew our music licensing, and there's a few other bills that we need to pay ahead of our upcoming sixth birthday on April the 1st. So if you'd like to give us a small donation and support us, if you enjoy us, please do at mechanicalmusicradio.com. Right, final track from Magnificent Music Machines tonight. We had to go out playing the Wurlitzer Theatre organ, played by Paul himself, recorded by John Hulse from Causeway Recordings. It's a super recording of this instrument, playing Chant of the Jungle. Thank you. Chant of the Jungle, Paul Corrin at the keys, at Magnificent Music Machines, the Wurlitzer Theatre organ, a really nice, neat-sized baby Wurlitzer, really super, and a much-missed collection in Cornwall. We hope we brought back the memories to you tonight. There's some pictures on our Facebook page if you want to see it. Thank you for listening to Wednesday Night Live. Just before we go, though, at 10 o'clock, we better reveal this.
Mechanical Music Radio's 1 Second Song.
Well, loads of messages. Did anyone get it right? Well done to Guido, who said, was tricky, because there's also a German version of his song. Well, you assumed right, Guido, and went for the English title, which is good. Hello to Johnny Pritchard. Cheers, mate. Hope you're well. Also, Bill and Claire in the US, and Ben Jackson, who also gets tonight's 1 Second Mystery Song. We've also got Ashley Liversridge getting a correct answer. Hello to Bill Warder. Yes, bang on. Also, David Aldridge giving it a good go. And we need to say hello to William as well, William Raven, who is correct. We've got a WhatsApp here from Rich Lavangi. Cheers, Rich. You got 'em. The 1 Second Song, the clip that we played you, was quite short and sweet tonight. It sounded like this. And it was, of course, The Happy Wanderer. Orchestrion that you'll find now at the Grange Musical Collection with Johnny Ling. That's the 88 Keyless Arbuero, The Happy Wanderer. Nice to hear that. Right, stay tuned to Mechanical Music Radio. Your requests next after 10. Thank you to all those who came along to our talk that we did for The Wonders of Mechanical Music. It was a monthly Zoom meeting they do. The first Monday of the month, they have a different guest speaker on to talk about something related to mechanical music. It was me on Monday night doing the presentation. I believe it's going to be posted on YouTube if you did miss it and want to go behind the scenes of Mechanical Music Radio. But thanks for all the messages and support. Thank you for listening tonight. Really do appreciate it. We'll be back next for a live show on the 19th of March, Tuesday the 19th. We are going to be discovering the small dance organs that have just been built by MBC in collaboration with Tony DeCap. They are absolutely superb. They'll play 121, 105 music, and they'll even sing at you. They do everything, and they're only a couple of metres long and a metre and a half wide. Quite an incredible achievement. Close your eyes, it's like a full-size DeCap. Hear all about them on the next Tuesday Night Live on the 19th of March. Meanwhile, stay tuned. We're here, different presenters every evening and great music 24 hours a day. Listen live and listen again. Stay tuned. Requests next.